Lord. Oh, Lord, it's about you, Lord. Hallelujah. And nothing else, Lord. And nothing else, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we set our hearts towards you, God. We set our hearts to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, come on. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, I need you, Jesus, Lord. I need you, I need you, I need you, Lord. I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I need you. Do you need him? Hallelujah. Come on, do you need Jesus? Hallelujah. Oh, I need you, Jesus. I need you, Lord. I'm desperate for you, Lord. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord. I need you, Jesus. I need you. Come on. Come on, let there be a cry in your heart. Oh, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I need you, Lord. More than anything, hallelujah. More than anything, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you. Oh, he hears your heart tonight. He hears your heart tonight. He hears your cry tonight. Oh, yes, Lord, I need you. I need you. Hallelujah. Come on, you don't walk alone. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, God says that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I'm with you always. I want you to know that that's a fact. Hallelujah. That's not just a promise. It's a fact. I'll never leave you. You know, I want you to know that we don't have to ask him to come. He's here. Come on, saints. He's here. He's with us. He said, I'll never leave you. I will never, to the ends of the earth, I will never leave you. I am with you always. You know, how long is always? It's always. Every moment, every breath, every heartbeat, he's with us always. I don't know about you, but that excites me. I need to know that. Hallelujah. I need to know that. Hallelujah. I hold on to that. I grab hold of that to know that he's always with me. No matter what it looks like, no matter what I face, he's always with me. Amen. So come on, give God a shout. Give God a shout. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I don't take it for granted, God, but I thank you, Jesus, that you're always with me. Amen. Come on. Tell somebody he's always with me. Come on. Tell somebody else he's always with me. Hallelujah. Come on. He's always with me. Amen. You may be seated. Children may go to their classes. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, yeah, yeah. Listen, we're a church that doesn't take his presence for granted. Come on, I don't take it for granted. I know he's with me always. He's with me always, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what we're facing. He's with me right here. He's with me when I leave. He's with me when I lay my head down. Hallelujah. When I'm not thinking about him, he's thinking about me. He's with me always. 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 And every situation, he's with me always. And I hold on to that. I stand upon that. I grab hold of that. And I thank him for that. You know, I was thinking about something, how that it is easy. And I'm going to talk about this because I feel like we got to break this. And we get into cycles and we get into rhythms. And that's what the world does. That's what the world does. They get into rhythms and they get into cycles. And that's the way the world does it. And I began to think about how that sometimes it'll lull you to sleep. It'll lull you to sleep. It'll sing you a melody that you'll end up falling asleep. And I began to think about somebody that happened to, where that his name was Samson. And Delilah, to me, speaks of the world, how that she began to try to get him to follow what she had in mind, what she had in store. And I want you to know he resisted it for a little while. But eventually he wore her down. I want you to know, saints, come on, amen. I do not want, hallelujah. The enemy's not going to wear me down, hallelujah. He's not going to lull me to sleep, hallelujah. He's not going to pat my head that I fall asleep. Because when Samson woke up, he lost his strength and his might. We have to be diligent. We have to be open-hearted. Our hearts have to be stand. We have to stand and not to let the enemy steal our joy. Come on. You know, God gives us joy. It's a joy. He says, I give it to you. It's a gift from God. That we have received the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm not going to let no one steal my joy. Hallelujah. Jesus gave it to me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let you take it. Come on, amen. I'm not going to let you steal my joy. I'm not going to let anything take hold of my joy. I'm not going to let Delilah, the sister of the world, lull me to sleep whether I wake up and I find myself weak and defenseless. Hallelujah. Because I've been whispered lullabies and patted, caressed me till I fell asleep. I want us to lay hold of it and just recognize that we stand alert and awake at attention and to hear the voice of God in this moment, in this day. I feel it, and I want you to, there's some things that I can't get it. I really do feel things in the body. I feel heaviness and stuff, and sometimes I wish I didn't. And I really got to break through it. I got to press through it. Amen. I got to press through it because I feel what, if I just let it go and just got lulled to sleep and just said, oh, well. But I can't do that. Come on. And neither can you. Amen. Tell us, say, I'm not going to. Tell your neighbor, I'm not going to. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand strong. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to declare. Hallelujah. Lord, I stand, hallelujah, alert, hallelujah. I stand ready, hallelujah. I stand prepared, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, that I might be able to hear in this day, in this moment, hallelujah, in this hour, God, Lord, the sound of you knocking upon my heart, God. Lord, that in the midst of that, dear God, Lord, that my eyes would be open, hallelujah, that I would see, hallelujah, you high and lifted up, hallelujah, you high and lifted up, God, hallelujah, you're greater than anything else, hallelujah. Lord, I feel like we're on the steps, hallelujah, that we can't just go any higher, hallelujah, we're at that place of height, hallelujah, that you're going to see, hallelujah, that you're seeing beyond where you were, beyond that next threshold, but you're seeing beyond that point, hallelujah, it's before you, hallelujah, break through that door, hallelujah, step through it, hallelujah, step through it, hallelujah, see what you've never seen before, receive your healing in Jesus' name, receive the joy that you never felt before, receive it in Jesus' name, hallelujah, this is my breakthrough moment, hallelujah, I take hold of it in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Lord, I pray right now, come on, I just want you to lift your hands, say, God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that their joy fill my heart right now. Hallelujah. Passing all understanding. Take hold of me right now, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Come on. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to take hold of this word we talked last week. About a few things that the Lord's been speaking to my heart. And I'm ready to declare it. Amen. I'm ready to just grab hold of what God has. We've been talking about this a lot. And sometimes when God keeps bringing me back to a scripture, we really got to take notice of it. Like I honestly can't get away from the scripture. And I've read it, and keep reading it. And I think it's really important for us to see this. And this is in Ephesians 1, or 2, 1, 2, verse 1 and 2. And it says, And you hath he quickened. Say, he's quickened me. You're here tonight because you've been quickened. That means you've been enlightened. Amen?
that you become made aware. Man. And it says, and that who you were dead in trespasses and sins. You were dead. You were in darkness. But the light of God touched you and awakened you. Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world. According to the prince and power of this air and the spirit now that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Now I really want to get a hold of this because I really feel this. And I want you to grab this because I really feel that we really need to be made aware. The church needs to be made aware of the schemes of the enemy. And we're not meant to walk according to the course of this world. Sometimes people think, well, I don't spend my time in bars and do the things that worldly people do. So I'm really not walking according to the course of this world. But I want you to know it's bigger than that, because the enemy is very subtle. He's very sneaky. He does things very shady. We aren't always aware, and because it will be just like Samson, whether he didn't even recognize it, or that eventually you end up finding yourself asleep. And I don't want to find myself asleep because you've been lulled to that place where that you've been sung to and you can't keep your eyes open. Come on, amen, hallelujah. How many of you have been to a place where that you're so tired that you end up, you just, I see you, I know who you are. I know who you are. Amen. Sometimes you hear me burst out real loud. It's you I'm probably waking up. Amen. So that's okay, because if I'm preaching, you're preaching, and I'm sitting there and I start to fall asleep, you shout me down. Amen. So I want you to see this, because this is something that has really, I said this Wednesday night and I kind of been thinking about it, is I work in a place where that it's kind of like when a bunch of people join in and they act the same way. When you're not used to it and you come upon it, all of a sudden it feels like you're swimming upstream. And what I mean by that is I'm in a union, and I come from a place where that I did everything, get out of the truck and let's get going. This ready to rumble. Come on. I was always like, let's just do this thing. Let's get going. Amen. I always felt like I just did the thing, what I knew I needed to do. No matter what job I did, I came and I gave it everything I got, and I just busted through. And I noticed that when I came to where I am, at the place where I am now, where that something has happened, and I watch and I see it take place, where that sometimes they get in a place where that each one of them, that it doesn't matter. You just get in a place where it's a routine and they get caught in this place, and it's a spirit. Come on, amen. This is a spirit, amen. I wasn't made that way. Come on, amen. I was made to do everything under the Lord, made to do everything right, to do it with all my heart and not to hold back. And I begin to see this happen. I begin to see that it happens in workplaces. People get in that place because it feels like it's so hard pressing against the thing that's working against you that it wears you down. And eventually you say to yourself, I just can't fight against this thing. You just give up to that. I want you to know that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to come to a place where that we don't resist no more, but we just give in. And we just go with the flow, and we just get into a routine. I want you to know that this is what we can never do with our church services. I want you to hear this. I want this to be in the front of our head and our thinking, that we can never let it be in our services where that it's just another sermon. Amen. I don't want to just preach another sermon. I want there to be anticipation. I want us to know that God's here. He's with us, hallelujah, that any moment, hallelujah, whatever can happen, whatever God can be, God can do what He can do, miracles take place, whatever it is, whatever is needed, that we get in that place of anticipation and excitement, hallelujah, that we're not lulled asleep, that we're mighty and we're victorious. We are the church. Come on, we are the church, hallelujah. We are His children, hallelujah. We are men and women of God, hallelujah. We are mighty, hallelujah. We're victorious. And we're to stand and take hold of and walk in this place with just an excitement that we bring it together. Amen? Amen. Because I want you to know that the enemy will, that sometimes when, if we all get together and we're all wore down, it's hard for me sometimes I'm not called to be a cheerleader. I'm not called to be a cheerleader. And I want you to know that sometimes it comes, and sometimes if you don't see any, sometimes then you don't see the results, or you see sometimes people doing the same things they did last year, it becomes weary. Amen? But I'm going to fight the good fight. Yeah, man, you're going to fight with me, amen? We're going to fight the good fight. We're going to receive what God has for us. We're going to take hold of what He has. We're going to walk in victory, amen? We're going to see God do amazing things in our midst. But it says that not to fall in that same routine and the customs of the world. And we talked about how that you get in a culture of the way things are. Come on, amen? Whether you get in the midst of that culture and seeing the way things are and begin to flow with that. But we're made to flow in the Spirit. We're made to flow in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Not by feelings, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. And it says that there's a power. He says the prince of influence. That he has influence. And I want you to see something. I want you to understand something. It says that we were once children of disobedience. Do you know that we were born, that you didn't have to learn to be disobedient? Stop and think about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you're growing up, when you're a little kid, that you just get into mischief. Every single day. Every single day that my dad would say, what did they do today? No one taught me how to be disobedient. The Bible says I was born unto it. But I want you to know that obedience is learned. It's not something we get in the natural. It's something we learn in the Spirit. We learn to listen. We learn to hear. We learn to see. We learn to move in the Spirit. We learn to renew our minds, renew our thinking, the way that we trust in the whole thing. We go from that part of it, not from reflexes into flesh and disobedience, but we learn obedience. We learn to trust God. We learn to hear God. We learn to walk in the Spirit. And every step that you take, you begin to learn more and you begin to grow and expand. And we can see here that I want you to see tonight, I want you to take hold of what Jesus did and the depth of what He showed us, how to live in the Spirit, how to walk in the Spirit, and how to be an influence. Amen? Amen? But let's look at Luke 5. I say this to fire you up, to encourage you. Amen? And I've read this before, but I want you to see this, because these were religious people, and they fell into a place of a system of the world. They began to fall into the beat of the world and the way that the world was being driven and the direction that they moved in the flesh. And we're going to learn here tonight, we're going to take hold of that Jesus came to change that whole thing, to shift gears and to take us from working in the flesh and living in darkness to walking in obedience and receiving abundant life and grace and joy. Not being robbed from it, but walking in the fullness of it, taking hold of it. And it says that as Jesus came in, and this is in Luke 5:17, it says, it came to pass a certain day, as He was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors in law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, every denomination. It's a joke. He says, and the influence of the Lord was present to heal them. The influence in the power was there to heal. But I want you to see that they began at that moment to reason in their mind. That's what we do. Began to reason it out. They began to question it. Begin to think about it. Begin to tally it up. So I want you to know that's what the world does. They count the cost. What's this going to cost me? Is it worth this cost? Is it valuable enough? Do I pay this price? Do I press in for this amount? And here they were, that they were sitting there and they were questioning who He was and the authority that He had. not just receiving it. And I want you to know, I begin to think that sometimes that's what we do. We begin to reason in our mind and we begin to move into a cycle of the world where that we begin to reason, think about what God's doing and not just flow in it, not just receive it, not just experiencing it. And we begin to question it. Come on, there's sometimes I want you to know that some of these mighty men and women of God were that even the moment they had to push out reason in their mind when God began to speak to their hearts about praying for somebody that was in their natural eyes, they thought it was impossible for them to be healed. With their natural eyes, they looked and they seen people that didn't even have eyes that God says pray for them that they would see. Are you kidding me? I want you to know that we reason that in our mind. But God wants us to be a place of influence, hallelujah, that we don't question it, we don't reason it, but obedience is something you learn. Come on, amen. It's something you begin to reach for. It's something you press for. It does cost us something to experiencing that because we push back everything that we look in our minds that we can reason out and discuss and try to figure out our own mind, and it doesn't make sense. But He's the God of the impossible. So I want you to know that I'm learning not to reason in my mind or try to think about it or try to get to a place, but just walk in it and take hold of it. God, cause me to believe, God. Cause me to believe, God. That I could see what You see. He says, but here's these young men. He says in verse 24, it says, but... He says, whether it's easier to say, oh yeah, he says, but when they perceived in their thoughts, Jesus knew their thoughts. Tell someone He knows your thoughts. Ooh, he says, He knows what your reasoning was in your hearts. And whether it was easier to say, He said to them, whether it's easier to be forgiven or to say, rise up and walk. He said, which is easier? But that they may know that the Son of Man hath power, say influence, upon the earth. To forgive, that God has influence in our midst. And I want you to see that we gather together and everywhere we gather and the moments we gather, every time is an opportunity because He declared that He's with us, is every opportunity for Him to influence me. He desires to influence you in the midst of every situation and every act and everything that you go through. For things that are beyond even our understanding, in moments, seconds, every moment that you wake up, come on, that God wants to be the influence in the midst. Hallelujah. He wants to be your influence. Amen. He wants to be your thought pattern. He wants you to access Him, to take hold of Him. Amen. To receive what He has from Him in the midst of whatever's going on. Not to reason it, but begin to learn to take hold of that influence. Amen. That's what He desires from us. And we looked at Psalms 110:3, and it says, willing, say willing, in the day of my power, in the day of my influence, that God desires to influence us in every situation. Matthew 4. I knew I'd get here. I didn't get here last week, but we got here now. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me get a drink. Matthew 4, 1. And I want you to see that this is Jesus being influenced by the Father. This is Jesus walking in the Spirit, taking hold of the influence that the Father gave Him. Amen? And denying the influence that the enemy... See, the moment He stepped in the path, the moment He went into the wilderness, the enemy was there to try to influence His thinking. And the enemy will ever find every type of weakness that we have to try to influence us. To try to break us down. And this is what happened with Jesus because he dealt with every area, body, soul, and spirit. The enemy tempted Him. And as He was waiting upon the Father, as He was fasting, the enemy came in, hallelujah, to tempt Him in His flesh. Because He was hungry. I want you to see this and understand something. That everything that we feel and everything we experience, He has. Every temptation. Everything that we face. Everything that we go through. He's experienced. So listen, he says, and it says, and he began to declare, and this is what Jesus did in the midst of this, showing us how to live under the influence. Say, under the influence. How many of you guys know that a lot of times we live under the influence of a lot of things? And sometimes it's not the right spirit. It's the truth. See, God wants you to be the influence in the earth. He wants you to be the salt and the light in the earth. But you see, I want you to understand something, that the enemy wants to do everything he can to disarm you, to get you to a place where you have no authority and no power and no influence. Amen? So I pray that you take hold of this. It says, it is written, as man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is in the devil began to, each one of these ones, and it goes down through, and he says, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again, he takes him to another place. Say, it didn't work. He didn't believe the lie. Amen. He didn't believe the lie. He didn't get lulled asleep. Hallelujah. That as many times as the enemy came, he denied him. He didn't receive it. But he let the influence of the Father take hold of him. The Word of God grip him and grab hold of him and remind him of who he was. Amen. And he says, and he declared, finally, he says, Satan, he says, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil left him behind, and behold, angels came, and they began to minister to him. Amen. And then I want you to see this in verse 15. It says, in the land of Zebulun, and they just, here it is right here. This scripture is just put right here, and sometimes we jump over it, but I want you to take hold of this. He says, in the land of Naphtali, he says, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, the Galilee of Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness, they saw the great light. He says, and to them which sat in the region in shadow of death, light is sprung up. Tell someone Jesus is here. I want you to know that here he was, being the influence in the midst of darkness. Here comes this influence that the enemy had his reign, had his way, and all of a sudden, here comes the influence from heaven. The light of the world entered the scene to reveal the light of the world, to express the image of God, to reveal the power and the influence that heaven has and desires to flow through you and your life. Because here's what I mean by this, because we jump over it, because the Bible says that Jesus, the next thing Jesus says is when he came in there, he says this, he says, from Jesus began to preach and to say, this is what he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Come on, amen. Somebody put your hand out. Where's your hand? Where's the kingdom of heaven? It's at hand. Come on, amen. It's available. The influence of heaven is at hand. Amen. Listen, I want you to get this. The influence, the authority of heaven is at hand before us. I feel such an urgency that we don't take it for granted, that we don't take it lightly. Come on, amen. I want you to know that we need to understand that we can't be lulled into sleep, that I cannot let my job determine my influence in the world. Come on, amen. I cannot let my situation determine the authority that God has given me in this earth. Hallelujah. Nor my finances, nor my health, no matter what it is, I cannot let that determine the influence that God placed in me and the earth. He says, repent, the kingdom of God, it's at hand, it's at hand, it's before me. The light has dawned. The influence, hallelujah. And I wrote this down, the kingdom of heaven invasion. A kingdom invasion. This was a kingdom invasion. That darkness couldn't understand what took place. Couldn't conceive it, couldn't realize what it was. They were overtaken by the light that came into the world through Jesus Christ. Wow. Amen? That it came forth. The word repent means open your minds and give them over to something entirely new. That's what Jesus says. He says, open your minds. and give it open entirely to a new thing. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven. This is entirely new. You know how to be disobedient. I'm going to show you how to obey. I'm going to show you, hallelujah, how to honor the Father. I'm going to show you how to be an influence. I'm going to reveal it to you. I want you to see this. Amen. I hope you're okay. You all right? Listen. Verse 22, and it says, and Jesus, he came to Galilee, and two of his brothers, Simon, called Peter. This was to happen immediately. He went in there. Something began to take place. This is powerful. I'm going to read this. I think I got this right here. I want you to hear this. I'm going to read this out of the message. I think. He came up a short distance down the beach, and they came upon another pair of brothers, James, John, and Zebedee's sons. These two were sitting in their boat with their father, Zebedee, mending their fish nets, say, minding their own business. But they're about ready to experience a kingdom invasion. They're about ready to experience the light, hallelujah, to invade their darkness. They're about ready to experience a new way of thinking, to disrupt the system, say system, that they've been under. Come on, amen. They've med their nets. They've done the same thing. They did it week after week. They've been lulled to sleep. But all of a sudden, Jesus came and disrupted everything. Come on, amen. I want you to know that sometimes we become so comfortable for it. I pray that God ask us, every one of us, say, God, well, let me not be lulled to sleep. Let me not fall into a system, hallelujah, where we get caught up in a cycle, hallelujah, that I live my life day by day, hour by hour, that I'm not aware, dear God, Lord, of the influence and the power that you want to work through my life today. Come on, amen. And so Jesus comes on the scene. He disrupts these guys' lives, their future, or what was ahead to them. But they had to make a decision. Come on. Just like every one of us. Whether or not we're going to be influenced by Him or be influenced by the powers of darkness. And at that moment, they've decided. And it says they left everything behind and followed Him. They decided to begin to think a new way. They began to look at things different than the way they did before. I know there has to be a mind change. There has to be a renewing within my mind. Because the way that I did it before didn't work. It left me bankrupt, broken, chained down, no freedom. Come on, amen. But something He has was influence, and He stepped in the midst of them. I want you to know that God steps in the midst of us and offers His influence every day. God desires us to take hold of. And I want you to know there's some things that we're not willing to leave behind or forsake because we're used to those things. We're comfortable with things. I'm not telling anybody to quit their job. Unless you want. You probably could talk me into quitting my job. No, but I want you to see this. I want you to get a hold of it. But here it is right here, that we weren't meant just to live this way. We weren't meant to come. We were greater than that. Jesus disrupted the culture and changed it. They made a great decision that they were leaving what was their influence. Come on, behind. They were business owners. They had whatever it was in their own minds, the influence. But Jesus says, I'm going to give you something else or something new. And it's a new way of thinking. And you need to go bankrupt right now and take hold of what I have. And He walked away. Here they come. They followed Him. Listen to this. It says, and they entirely, they walked away. He disrupted their system. Amen. I'm going to look at a different scripture here real quick because it says it, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they're all, they come from a different point, looking at it from a different angle. And I love it because He says this. He says in verse Luke 6:19, and it says, and it came to pass that after He did this, He says, and the disciples started walking with Him. They were with Him, and it came down, He says, and they stood the plain and accompanied the disciples, and a great multitude of people came out from Judea and Jerusalem and from the coast of Tyre and Sidon. He says, which came to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. Say, influenced. He says, and they were vexed with unclean spirits,
He says, and they were healed. Say they were healed. He says, and the whole multitude sought to touch him. For there they went virtue out of him and healed them. Virtue. Say power. Power came out of him and healed them. So I want you to know this. Listen, I want you to know the enemy doesn't want you to realize that virtue and life and power and influence can flow out of you. Jesus was the example to say, this is the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of God. This is the heart of God. This is what he placed us on earth for. That you would have dominion. Come on, amen. That you would multiply. Amen. That you would replenish the earth with his image and his likeness and everywhere. Hallelujah. That you would have influence on everything. Amen. That those things wouldn't influence you, but you would influence them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here he was, that Jesus, it says, and I began to think, I wrote this down, what comes out of you? What comes out of me? See, power came out of him, and virtue came out of him. And I thought to myself, listen, if virtue and power isn't coming out, what's coming out of me? What influence is coming out? How am I influencing somebody? Because something's coming out. Does what comes out of me heal people? See, Jesus' power and virtue flowed out of him and healed people. They touched them. Hallelujah. See, he desires you and he longs for each one of us to walk in the authority that his virtue, his power flows out of our lives and heals people. God desires everyone to be healed. Tell someone, everyone to be healed. Everyone to be healed. That not one person would be sick. Hallelujah. That they would live in abundance. See, the enemy wants to alter our thinking. He wants us to get us distracted. But I want you to know that God wants you to realize, hallelujah, what flows out of me. I want what flows out of me is to heal people. Not to break people or wound people or hurt people, but to heal them. Bring the life to them. I could be like the prophet that he says, do you think these bones can live? I believe they'll live, God. He said, then speak to those bones. Speak to those dry bones. Hallelujah. God's looking for people that see the way he sees. He's looking for a kingdom invasion, hallelujah, to take hold of. But what happens is sometimes is I begin to doubt, I begin to fear, and then there's a what do you call it, a rebellion or a revolution or a rebel trying to gain authority, and that's my thinking. A rebel comes along and tries to kick me down and says, you can't do that. Look at the way this day is going. Just shut up. Just pack it in. Didn't you sing this song before? You really got to sing it again? Come on, saints. Come on, amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? Come on. It's not about the song you sing. Hallelujah. It's not about the song you sing. It's who I'm singing to. Amen. It's about who I'm singing to. It's who I'm declaring it to. Who I'm worshiping. Who I'm lifting up. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's something that flows out of me. Hallelujah. That's life. It's not stale. The enemy wants you to be stale, that no one even wants to get near you. There's a lot of churches, a lot of people, and I don't want this church to be that. When you go in and you think everybody was given a lemon before they walked in the door. Sometimes, listen, I work at trying to keep your face. I want to have a smile wrinkle. I want to influence people. I want to realize no matter where I am, I want you to know that God's with me. And I'm the influence in the midst of that place. I want you to know to begin to change the thinking of that before you do what you do, you got to realize I'm the influence here. Might keep you to doing the things that you don't think you should. Because why? Because you know the love that he has for you, that he's given you this authority to walk in. To release it in the earth. I want you to learn that the earth is groaning and longing for a release of the sons of God in the earth. They're moaning for it. They're longing for it. Listen, I'm almost done. That's not an ending. Listen, I gotta find out where I'm at. Hang on.
You okay? All right, let me jump here. I'm going to look at Matthew. I'm reading this out of Matthew. There it is. All right. And when Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, I want you to know that Jesus wanted to be influenced not by the crowds or the people. Because the crowds and people can influence people. They can dictate. They can sway directions of things. But Jesus wasn't that way. He was part of the kingdom of God. And he said that he went up there not to run from them, but to touch his Father, to get alone with him. And he wanted to impart something into these men that were there. He wanted to put something within them to cause them to realize that this was a kingdom invasion that was taking place. That they can be part of something new that they've never experienced before. And it was before them at this moment of time. It says, and Jesus was drawing these huge crowds, and he climbed a hillside. And those that were his apprentice, those were his disciples, the committed, they climbed with him. I love that. Those that were committed climbed with him. Not everybody did. Sometimes we like the blessing. I love the blessing too. Come on, amen. I love the blessing. But I want you to know the apprentice and the disciples are the ones that are willing to climb up. Amen. They're willing to climb up. They like to be influenced, but not like to be the influence. And they were climbing up with Jesus. And it says that they were, guess what they were called? He called them. He says, and they were arriving to a quiet place, and he sat down and he taught his climbing companions. Wow. I want to be known as the climbing companion. Hallelujah. I want him to know that no matter what, that he turns around, that guess what? I'm still here. Hallelujah. I'm still chasing him down. I'm still right behind him. That no matter which way we go, how high we go, how far we go, how deep it is, I'm his climbing partner. I'm his climbing companion. That I'm running with him. Hallelujah. That I might be a little bit behind, but I'm coming, Jesus. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Because I don't want to move without you, God. I want what you have. I'm hungry for what you have. I'm hungry for it, God. I'm hungry. What I've ate from the world hasn't satisfied me, hasn't done nothing for me. But I know what you have gives me life. Something about it fills my heart. Can't always explain it. Listen, he says, and it says, these climbing companions, and this is what he said to them. This is what he declared to them. He says, you're blessed. Wow. I wrote a lot of things down here. He says, you're blessed. He says, when you're at the end of your rope, with less of you, there's more of God in his rule. So I want you to know that you're blessed when. So I want you to know that, listen, sometimes we know that we're blessed and we take hold of it, but I want you to know that he declares to me that you're blessed when you do this. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope, and this is what you do, hallelujah, that you realize it's less about you and more about him. That you're willing to say, God, Lord, here it is. I can't do this on your own. This is when you're blessed. Come on, amen. This is when it, it's not when you're, listen, it's not when you're, we look at it in a negative way. We look at it from the world, but this is a kingdom invasion. This is a new way to think of things. Amen. Come on, this is a new way to think of things. I want to read it from here too. So from the King James also. You all right? Because he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Those are at their end. He says, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When you're at the end of your rope, hallelujah. When you think all is failed. You're blessed when you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one most dear to you. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. I want you to know there's a shift taking place here. See, sometimes what we know in the world, that people give up, they run, they throw in the towel. But God says, listen, I've offered you life. That here's the kingdom of God before you. Here's the influence that I want to give you from heaven. The enemy has left you dry. Hallelujah. He has left you empty. Those that mourn, or those that had no power, had no other choice, but right here I placed it before you. And you'll be blessed if you receive what I'm declaring to you right now. And he says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed when you're content with just who you are. No more, no less. See, the world's always striving for something more, and you end up finding yourself empty every time. But Jesus says, you're blessed when you take hold of who you are. That's the moment you find yourself proud owners of everything that can't be bought. That you're the proud owner of everything that can't be bought. That's who you are. And he said, blessed are the merciful. Oh, blessed are they which hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are you when you worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink, the best meal that you ever eat. Number 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you find yourselves cared for. When you step out of your circle. See, that's not the way things are sometimes. Sometimes what happens, I want you to know that God has the keys. He has the keys to release life within us. And he says that when we're willing to step out of our own self, hallelujah, out of our own problems, out of our own circles, that no matter what this is what we pray and talk about in our prayer Friday night, that I'm willing to step out of that place. I want you to know that when I'm really to pray for somebody that I know that is going through something that's tremendous, and I set aside my burdens, and I step out of my circle, and I begin to lay it out, and I begin to pour my heart out to that for that person, for those people, for whatever that is, and I lay it beside, I want you to know that at that moment, God enters into my circle. Hallelujah. At that moment, He enters into it. He began to take hold of that. See, because I get my hands off it. See, I begin to take hold of the heart of God. Amen? That's what He desires. He says, blessed are the peacemakers. Woo! Oh, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I believe that this is one of the words for this year. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. 2020 vision. But I read it from the message, and this is where this whole message came about, because I began to see it different this way. Listen, here's what it says. Blessed are those, blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and your heart put right, then you could see God in your outside world. Wow. When you get God put right on your inside, hallelujah, you'll look different on the outside. Things will look different. I want you to know that's not the way the kingdom. We want to see things on the outside before anything changes on the inside. And we'll wait. And we'll wait. And we'll wait. And we'll wait. But I want my heart to be pure on the inside. I want my heart to be flooded with light. Invaded by the kingdom of God. Whew. Amen. He says, blessed, I forget where I'm at. Blessed are the persecuted. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. You're blessed when you commit to God. When your commitment to God provokes persecution, and it will. I want you to know when you go against the flow. When you go against the flow of everything else and begin to flow, there is persecution. But he says, you're blessed. You're blessed in it. Hallelujah. You're blessed in it. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. That word means fully satisfied. Wow. Not only means that, but the word, if you look up the word blessing, it means eulogy. It means eulogy. You know what a eulogy is? What's a eulogy? It's something you dare declare over somebody when they're dead.
I want you to know that when I meet my end and step into Him, God pronounces a eulogy over me, a blessing on top of me. When it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that lives in me, God pronounces a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Blessed are you. Hallelujah. Blessed are you in the midst. When I stop and let God, hallelujah. When I find my rest in Him, when I stop working and let God go, hallelujah. He pronounces a blessing, a eulogy over me, hallelujah. And says, I got this now, hallelujah. I want you to know that 2020, I need God to say, I got this, Chris. Come on. I need to stop and say, God, pronounce a blessing. Pronounce a eulogy over me. Declare to God, Lord, a blessing over me. Because I'm not going to fight no more. I'm not going to do this, no. I'm going to take hold of what You have for me, God. I'm going to believe in what You say. I'm not going to reason in my mind, hallelujah. I'm not going to trust in my instincts, reason in my mind, the way that I could do it, or the way that I have done it, or the way things should be. But God, I want You to pronounce a blessing over me and say, You got this. My scripture. I want you to take this and take this part, and the whole thing goes, you can keep reading, because He began to declare, says, let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be the salt, the seasoning that brings out the flavor of God in this earth. Hallelujah. Say amen to that. He says that you're the light that brings out God colors in the world. I love that. God colors. Deuteronomy 28 says this, and it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken and diligently unto the voice of the Lord. Those that seek Him, find Him. Those that answer when He knocks on the door. Those that wait upon the Lord. I want you to know that sometimes we wonder why God's not doing anything, because we don't pay attention to, there's a condition. There's nothing that I do. It's just trusting God, stopping and listening. It's not about my works. It's about letting Him do it. It's about me stopping and listening and saying, Lord, it's come to pass. It shall come to pass if I hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, to take hold of His words that He's given to me. Say, here it is. Do this. And He says, that which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above nations of the earth. And He says, and these blessings that I just declared to you, these are the blessings. These blessings, this abundance, this influence, these promises shall come on you. Wow. I want you to hear this. Listen. This jumped out at me. There's sometimes scriptures that jump out at me that honestly slap me in the face. And this hit me so hard today. He said that will come on you. And not just come on you, but overtake you. The blessing of God, the influence, will overtake you. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to be overtaken by the influence of God. I'm ready to be overtaken by God's influence in my life. In every area, I want to be invaded and flooded by light in every place. And I know it costs something, but whatever I'm giving up is not worth holding on to in the light of who He is. I want you to know we stand together. We come here everywhere. I want you to know it's bigger than us just singing songs together or playing an instrument or playing the drums or coming in here doing or doing this. It's greater than that. Come on, amen. There's something we're doing is redemptive and eternal. It's bigger than who I am. It's bigger and it's greater than that. I'm coming here collectively, coming and saying, God, Lord, overtake me. Hallelujah. Take hold of me, God. Lord, I desire to take hold of all that You have in this moment, hallelujah, right here, right now, God. I'm coming into this place, stand to Your feet. I want You to come into this place, come on, amen. I want You to come in this place saying, I've come to be a blessing, hallelujah. I've come to give out, hallelujah. I've come, hallelujah, to let what flows out of me heal people, come on, to bless people, to lift them up, hallelujah, to break chains off them, hallelujah. Do you know what would happen if we all come collectively? Hallelujah. With an attitude, hallelujah. With a heartbeat of God, hallelujah. Changes things. That we be an influence. We walk in here, not waiting to get out, hallelujah. But waiting to get in here. to influence, to let the heartbeat of God infiltrate and touch people. There's people going through some tough things that I know right now. Things that, you know what, I want you to know that they're bigger than what our circumstances are. And I need God to overtake me. Come on, amen. I need God to let me be a blessing. Hallelujah. I want God to let me be a healing to those that are hurting. At whatever cost it is. Whatever it takes. By any way. By any measure. In His name. Heavenly Father, I thank You, God. Pray to God, Lord, as we take hold of this year like never before, that we hearken into the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. That we'll hearken to who You are, to Your voice, God. That we literally be invaded by the kingdom of God in every area of our life. God, Lord, that You don't take it by force, but God, Lord, You open, You ask us to, God, Lord, to lift up Your heads and let the King of Glory come in. God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we let the King of Glory come in. That You interrupt, hallelujah. You interrupt, God, the rhythm of the system that we've got used to. And God, let us to take hold of the kingdom. Let there be a true change. Lord, I just thank You for that, God. Forgive us, God. Let our hearts be pure unto You, that we could see You high and lifted up. In Jesus' name. Amen. And we will say with all of our hearts that we are. Amen. Hallelujah.